Hello Dimes, this is Jasia Rose with W.A.S. We All Survive, and today I have my surviving friends Lorraine.
Hey everyone.
And Ashley.
Hi.
And John Blaze.
What's going on, everybody?
You know, so today we're going to be talking about something I personally experience, and I think it's a major topic for a lot of people, is abandonment issues. And I just really feel like this is a very strong topic. And my first question, though, because it can vary per person, what abandonment means. So, Lorraine, what do you think abandonment means? Like, what's your definition?
My definition of abandonment would be somebody who leaves you stranded, not just physically, but mentally as well.
Okay. What about you, Ashley?
Yeah, abandonment definitely is neglect.
Neglect. Okay.
I guess I'm just going to chime in and say, yeah, like, emotionally, like, it's hard. You feel what I'm saying? Like, especially if you're developing as a child, like, abandonment plays a big role in that.
Okay. So it's just kind of neglect,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, inner, like, your childhood trauma in a way.
Okay. I think it's just being kind of let down and expectations being not fulfilled, because others may view the same situation differently. And feeling like they did not abandon you, and you're feeling like, where are they? So I think it's very perspective, but it is part of neglect, part of being let down, which is kind of like hand in hand. So I would definitely say that. So this leads to my second question. How have you been abandoned?
I would say that I've been abandoned. I wouldn't say so much as in my childhood, but I'd say that I've been abandoned in relationships.
Okay.
With men that I've dated.
Okay.
And I would say that I've been abandoned emotionally when I needed kind of somebody to lean on. They weren't really there for me. And I felt like I was in a relationship with myself.
Right. So you felt single.
Yeah.
Rather than...
But it also was a form of abandonment to me because I couldn't really rely on that person to kind of be there for me.
Right.
So in a way, I did feel neglected.
Right.
And I would also say another form of abandonment in a physical way could be somebody leaving you places. Let's say you get into an argument with your spouse and they don't know how else to deal with it but to leave or walk away, or... just, they don't want to deal with the drama, so they leave.
Right. Okay.
And they might not leave you in the most safe places.
Right. Yeah, mentally or physically. Yeah.
Right.
I got you. What about you, hon?
My abandonment definitely started from childhood.
Okay.
Daddy issues, I'd say. Not right. Having a father around, so, like Lorraine, it kind of... had a connection with my relationships, and because my father wasn't around, it also made my mom seem neglectful because she wasn't around while I was growing up. Mm-hmm. So I was always used to the idea of being independent, and it gets to the point where not only do I fear people leaving me, but I'm also the one to be the person to abandon.
Right. Okay. I definitely can relate, so I'll get to that point. What about you, John Lee?
Yeah, I mean, I have to agree. Like, growing up, with my mother and my father passed away before I was born, and just growing up with my mom, I had issues. I was just left with my grandmother, and then I was, like, that kid who was, like, always at Titi's house, like, a different right. one, like, every few months. So it definitely stems from that, yeah. Which led me to, like, toxic relationships now, because, like, I'm, like,
right.
always, like, one place and, like, not the other, you know what I mean? Like, I'm in and out.
Right. So we all have that, like, neglect feeling. I myself, like, I never have a dad, so that was definitely, I would say, daddy issues. But then the biological mother I did have wasn't even playing mom or dad. So it's like, okay, where are you for either of them? I was literally Matilda, you know, having to feed myself, think of how to survive, you know, as a child, like, you know, and then she was, you know, lead me off to a lot of people to care for me who also abused me. And so it's like, I didn't have that auntie or family friend or whatever to kind of save me in that aspect. So I definitely had to take care of myself from a very little age. So that's where my abandonment issue kind of stems from. So I definitely can relate to the boyfriend situation, the daddy situation, even the mom situation. And I had those people that would say that they would help me and then just never did. So that's another thing. You can feel like, you know, oh, someone kind of cares. Oops. Yeah, it's like, you know, it's, they don't. Like, it's everyone for themselves. I had to learn at a young age. And it was hard to even expect anyone to be nice. You know, it's like, oh, you know, they say they're nice and they look nice, but they're going to leave me. You know, and that's what kind of just started my issues itself as an adult, you know, because I'm always expecting certain things to happen. But we'll lead to that further down. But this is going to also lead to me going on to the third question. Have you ever been the abandoner? Like, because, you know, being the abandoner, like, okay, might as well do it too, maybe. Mm-hmm. Like, you know. So what about you, Lorraine?
It's okay, I mean, I could say, like, it depends how you look at it. Like, for me, I've abandoned people, like, emotionally before. In the past.
But it's, like,
I don't know. Like, it's hard to say because I wouldn't, just because I've been abandoned or neglected, that doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to want to do that to somebody else.
Right.
Because it can go one of two ways. It can go in a way of, like, okay, screw everybody, like, you know, everybody's abandoned me, so, like, I'm gonna abandon everybody else. Or it can go the other way, where it's like, well, I've been abandoned or neglected, and I wouldn't want to make anybody else feel that way.
Right. I definitely agree. I mean, I'm more on your side. I try to avoid it, personally, but
I feel like it could be unintentional, too, though. Like, it could just be, like, you're guarded, and it's your defense mechanism to not attach yourself to an emotion that you're not really familiar or comfortable with because you didn't experience it growing up. You're not familiar to the dynamic of, you know, like, for me in relationships, for example, I'm definitely the abandoner because...
Oh, God.
I feel like there's been times where I test people.
Mm-hmm.
And a way to see if they're really, you know, there for you is, like, testing them and pushing it to the edge and self-sabotaging is, like,
right,
simply
yeah.
put. It's, like, really mm-hmm. self-sabotaging.
Right.
Or it's where it's a good person who's really decent, but then I try to deflect and, like, assume they're doing it for ill intention or because there's a catch.
Right. Okay.
That's crazy. That's crazy because I've done that, like, just hearing it out loud, like you saying it, I was like, I've definitely done some of the things in my relationships where I, like, like, act it out, like, to see. Like,
I mean, ghosting. Ghosting yeah. is definitely a form of abandonment.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Like, well, not well, having that closure. You yeah. just, like,
what if you told them a thousand times and then you're like, all right, forget it. I said it like what it was from the beginning and you're not catching it. So to me, that's
not okay.
A you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, at this point, I gotta ghost you. I did everything I could. Like,
well, yeah, that's a totally different story right. than in that situation.
Mm-hmm. What about you, John Blaise, though?
Yeah, I feel like I'm very toxic sometimes. So, like, I definitely did abandon her.
Okay.
And I do, throw up some signs. Like, as soon as I see, like, a red flag of, like, me getting too attached with the other person, like, liking me too much, I'm like, yeah, I'm just like, ah, oh, you like me too much, like, ah. Like,
I'm overwhelming.
It makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm like, yes. Yo, word. Like, I'd be like, man, I'd be like too gassed. And it makes me feel uncomfortable. Just because, like, usually, like, in a relationship, I like to be the pleaser since I'm like.
So you like to be up their butt, and as soon as they're up your butt, you're like, forget
it. Yeah. I'm like, I need some space, yo. the way I'm set up, the way like, I'm set up emotionally is,
and then boom, like they get it and they don't want it. They're like, they don't.
Yeah, handle it. It's weird like that. Like I don't know.
Story of my life. Yeah. But so me, I'm actually the opposite in a little way. I actually try to avoid being that person because I've been in the situation, so I'm always there for someone. So, but I'm the people pleaser, so I get stepped on a lot, and then I'm always there. So you call me like 3 a.m. and I saw it, I'm there, even though I'm gonna hate doing it. Or you need money, I'm always like, you know, the one to give you money. I'm the one to do this. And like, I really try to, I even have a tattoo that says, "You are your own baby." You gotta stop doing that, because you know, you get walked all over on, you're not appreciated, and people think you're soft. And let me tell you, I'm far from soft, because once I see you are using me or anything like that, I turn up. But I try not to know. But I definitely never been, from my understanding, I've never abandoned anyone. I mean, there's guys I didn't give a chance, but that's, I don't, to me, not abandoning you, it's just I'm not interested. But that's as far as it goes to me not being there. You know, I've not, for my friends, I can't think of a person I did not attend to something they asked me. There's times I've been broke and somehow I still get you a gift. Sometimes I still could show up even when I had no car. I literally went in blizzards to people that cried to come for me to come and then left me stranded and after begging me to come. So I'm like, you know, you would think it would stop, but I still don't stop because I never ever want someone to feel how I feel, you know, feeling like they don't have someone they can rely on. And that's something I don't want to be like, oh yeah, you neglected me. That would make me be like, damn, I'm no better than the person that did that to me. So I really try to avoid that as much as possible. But this leads to my fourth question, would be, how have you healed from the abandonment?
I think that if it's something that's like really deep rooted, like I think it's something that it takes a long time to like heal from. Right. I feel like even sometimes when I do feel like I've healed from a lot of things, there are little things that do come up that trigger me.
Okay.
So, and I'm learning a lot of new things about myself, and I'm learning more about what triggers me to help me heal from exactly. That past trauma.
I didn't even know I had these abandonment issues until like a month ago. That's literally serious. I was like, I thought I knew everything about myself. I thought I'm great. I'm fine. No, I'm not fine. But like, it's something you got to learn from, you know. And it's like you're constantly learning something. I didn't think, I thought I learned everything about myself. You'd be surprised, you know. So I will definitely say that. But what about you, Ashley?
I think I am still in the process of healing. Whenever I get into a new connection with someone, it kind of just pops up again.
Right.
And like Lorraine said, like there's triggers, and this time instead of handling the situation where I push away or try to deny certain feelings, I kind of meditate on it and try to understand why I feel certain ways. And having alone time really helps,
right,
with the abandonment issues. And not just being alone, but I don't know,
so I feel like you being alone tries to make you prevent it, which will lead to my second question, like how do you prevent it? Because that doesn't seem like you're healing. That seems like you're,
well, when you avoiding. Have no, it wouldn't really like be avoiding.
Yeah, I was say more like self-soothing.
Yeah, like you get to understand yourself a little better, and what you need, like why do you feel so triggered from validation of others, you know? Like I feel like a lot of abandonment for me, why I'm the abandoner is because I'm a giver. Like you said, you're a people pleaser. I'm a very big people pleaser too. But then when I get the receiving end, it feels uncomfortable for me. Mm-hmm. So that's something I think.
It's like going on a date and you feel like you have to pay sometimes. I mean, I don't, but I'm I'm just saying, I feel like I'm so used to paying everything. I'm just like, I'm always, yeah, I get
I've just been like meditating more on like why I'm a certain way. Right. And it only pops up when I have a new connection with someone where it's more than just something physical. Because
you're still getting to know them, though. That's the thing. It's questionable. Like, everyone's questionable in the beginning. What are their intentions? Who are they? What do they want from me? You know, and then are they good for me? So it's like, yeah, I think that's understandable, but I don't know if that stems from abandonment.
Well, in the sense where a lot of times I look at people and just think, oh, there's already an expiration date. Just
this is not going to last
little
long.
Things. Yeah.
And yeah. We search for red flags.
Yeah.
But Lorraine, I know you were trying to say something on her.
Oh, yeah, she pretty much
said it.
Said it, yeah.
Okay. What about you, Joan?
About healing. Yeah, I'm still healing. I'm still in the process of healing, man. I feel like I'm not completely over it because I still have to work on the relationship with, like, my mother. Mm-hmm. And that's all. And that's
you
ongoing.
Guys talk?
Yeah, we talk. No, nothing against my mom. I'm like, this is my mom. And I introduce my parents as, like, differently. So, like, it's kind of funny in that aspect. But okay. No, she's still my mom's. But, yeah,
does,
man.
Does your aunt feel like more like your mom, though?
Yeah. Yeah, and for a while, my cousins thought I was, like, their brother. So, like, kind of, like, going to Sweet 16 with my actual brothers and sisters. And he was like, y'all got more brothers and sisters? This is crazy. Everyone's related. And it's just, like, crazy because the kids don't grasp that aspect.
Right.
But when you're a little older, you're like, damn, yeah. I'm just living with y'all.
I get you. Well, for me, I don't know if I'm healed completely because to me, it just hasn't changed. I'm the person, the only way I'm truly healed if it's the situation's done. I've never had friendships that were long enough that they didn't do something wrong with me or like abandon me or put me in bad situations or stuff like that. So, and that's the only kind of family I do have. I don't really have family. The ones that did have a bloodline and in such a way have abandoned me. Like I ended up being homeless, which will be another topic later on because I didn't have anyone to rely on when I did get sick or situations that I've been abused. They kind of just let it go and just say like that's life and just kind of avoided it. So I was always like the one to figure it out on my own, and I had to learn on my own, which I made 1,001 mistakes learning through myself, you know, and not having anyone guiding me through. So, and that's what I'm still having to do. And the process of healing is just a little harder when there's not one person I could truly trust. So it's like, I think abandonment issues come with trust issues and they come in like a hand in hand situation. So I literally can't trust a soul. I'll trust a little bit, but it would never be, I'm waiting for you to stab me, just waiting for it. Like that's, and it's sad. But it's just like, I see halos when I'm waiting for those horns to pop out. Like, you know, like, I don't know. Because I feel like everyone is out for themselves. So I don't know if I'm in the process of it or I don't know if it's ever truly can be healed. It's something that it's unchangeable. Like, people have mom and dads where they can comfort me. I don't got that. Like, if I get sick tomorrow, it's on me. There's no one I can be like, hey, can you help take care of me, like, just for a month, you know, or anything. There's, like, me, myself, and I may be a friend, but, oh, I might be busy. I can help you maybe today. But there's no that unconditional love to be, like, I really want the best for you no matter what. So I think that's where it's, like, all right, don't rely on anyone else. You got yourself. So that healing, it's going to take a little longer. For me, I guess, maybe once I have my own family, it might be a little bit better. That's how I always see it. And it's sad that we rely, but humans need love. Like, you can't live without it, without having issues. Like, we need that connection with other people. And so, and I think that will play an effect with other issues, like being in relationships. And because I am always looking at red flags. But this will lead to my fifth question, which is kind of like question on question on question. So, how do you prevent being in abandonment situations now? What are the red flags do you pick up on and what triggers your abandonment issues? So, it's like overall. Yeah.
It's like three questions in one.
Yeah, I know. Bear with me.
I would say to prevent it would be, one would be my mindset, my perspective on the situation. Sometimes I am in certain situations where I have a feeling or a fear of being abandoned, and sometimes that fear will actually become reality.
Right.
Because I could be possibly part of the outcome of that.
Right.
And that fear will cause me to act a certain way I wouldn't normally act. And I would also say healing, like personal growth and healing will help me get over those, you know, traumatic abandonment situations.
And coming with peace with it probably a little bit.
Or just kind of letting go and letting God and you know, trying to stop controlling situations. Because sometimes even trying to control situations will cause that abandonment.
Right, instead of going with the flow. And just
Instead of just letting whatever happens.
Red flags that you'd be picking up to kind of know those ways to prevent it?
I mean, I've been in situations where I've caused the outcome, but I've also been in situations where I didn't cause the outcome.
Okay.
So like I said, like it's all about like perspective. And then just realizing, I guess, why it happened the way it happened.
Right. Okay.
You know, and thinking about what you could do differently.
Do you think there's anything that could trigger it, though, that make you still react the way you did before?
I feel like... I don't know how to answer that question.
It's okay. It's okay. What about you, hun? How do you prevent it?
I feel like the way I've been able to prevent it is just being transparent.
Okay.
And open-minded. Like, instead of going into a situation thinking something neurotic and thinking, oh, it's going to be the worst. Mm-hmm. I try to change my mindset and try to understand the situation a little better and observe a little more than being hasty and just acting from impulse and going and directly to thinking, assuming, oh, this is not it, you know.
Right. Okay, and any red flags that you'd be picking up on or any trigger points that get you to go back?
The red flags of abandonment, I think if the person just doesn't align with certain values I have that are really important for me.
Right.
Like, if they're anti-LGBT, and I've met people like that, like, I can't be with a person like that. Sorry.
Oh, wow.
Anyone, yeah.
No. But no, I think, I get
certain
that.
Values has to...
You have these standards.
Yeah. So... Yeah, they have to meet my standards, basically.
Right. Okay. Trust me, I got them, too. I know how to prevent it.
But I'm definitely more open to the idea of, like, I guess, showing more interest than usual than just, like, pushing back.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And so there's no triggers for you? Like, that will make you go, like, a little more harder? Like, to back to your old ways? I would say.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, just being thankful and having gratitude, that definitely helps.
A clear mindset and a better positive, you know, energy is good. What about you, John?
can you phrase the question again? just so I get it one time.
How do you prevent being, like, in the abandonment situations again? Like... Well, obviously, I don't think you can go reverse to, like, your mom and dad, but, like,
yeah, I just want to touch with the ladies. What they were saying, like, definitely, like, a lot of self-love, you know what I'm saying? A lot of self-love. You got to, because if nothing, you fall into, like, a dark place and depression, like, you're not good enough, and you get that feeling of neglect. So definitely, like, a lot of self-love. And triggers is, like, when I see myself becoming too clingy in a relationship, I'm like, oh, son, I like this person way too much.
Why do you guys
Something may be wrong.
Right.
Or you feel attacked, or you feel like you're doing a lot of things correctly. You're like, damn, I'm out for this shorty. And then she's like, oh, you're not even out for me? And then you're like, wow. Maybe I'm doing all this work for no reason, and that would trigger me to go maybe, like, talk to her best friend or something. I don't know.
Wow.
I'm just saying, no, I'm just being
facetious.
But yeah. Men.
Okay. Well, that's like another topic that we gotta raise our sons differently.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, we can't have people like you out here.
He's healing.
I'm healing.
Trying.
I'm
but,
a lot
yeah,
of,
no.
Kind of
self-love. Yeah. Talking about it definitely helps the healing.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta, like, be good with yourself.
Yeah, like, exactly. Talking about it, like, at least you're taking accountability for the actions. Like, your awareness Yeah, self-awareness is huge on abandonment.
Right.
Then you're aware of what.
Yeah, because I wasn't even aware before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I was doing situations where I was, like, drinking way too much. And then, like, just to see the people around me will leave.
Yeah, I definitely saw that. I've seen the Google, you know.
The glimpse of
you look good compared, you know, from a year ago.
I feel like sometimes, like, also the feeling of abandonment could be because of the other person's traumas as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
They could see it differently.
Right. I personally prevent, I don't know how I prevent it. Oh, I do. Like you said, standards. I literally have standards of who's in my circle at this point. And if I see the red flags that I picked up on, like not showing up, you know, not taking what I like something like this seriously, like my podcast is so important to me. If you don't take it seriously, I'll see that and I'll be like, okay, obviously they don't care how this, you know, affects me, you know, mm-hmm. how much this means to me. Or if it's a birthday or something like that, it's something little small stuff, you could let certain things go. But at the same point, you'll pick up on these cues. I can't really rely on this person. This person I can, they do show up. And so those little cues will definitely help me. But my trigger points are, you saying you're going to do something and you don't do it. Like, you know, like I don't do that. I could be in a blizzard in a car accident. Somehow I show up, so literally been in those situations and still show up. And I don't know why, just more, I don't want to leave you behind, you know. And it, and I know I should put myself first, like, you're in a situation, maybe you need to get your, you know, space back and then maybe do something that you said you were going to do. Sometimes I put others, you know, before me. So that's part of, like, you know, abandonment thing that I, it's not always a good thing, but a good thing at the same time. So it kind of contradicts in a way.
In a way, you're kind of like setting yourself up a little bit too to be disappointed.
Right, definitely. Like, I did all this for you, and yet you didn't. You can't do this for me that one time, and I'm like ready to like choke you out. Like,
yeah, I've been told, like, don't take it personal. It's not personal.
Right, and I hate that.
I was like,
that.
But it feels so
I
personal.
I hate that. I, oh my God.
Because I'm a ride or die.
It's, but when you say not to take it personal,
yeah.
I just took it personal. Like, how else am I supposed to take it now? or that's like a saying of saying it's you, not it's me, not you. That's how it really feels.
Yeah, I've said that. I've said that.
No, I tell you, I've said that. You. Yeah, I don't. But
I love it.
That's so stereotypical.
Have a blessed day. It's not
right.
Yeah. It's not
but
me.
I definitely will say I'm a little bit better. I don't do as much as I used to do for other people. I will. I still do a lot, but it used to be like I gave rent money to a homeless person. Like, I've done things, like, instead of $10, I gave her hundreds. But that's also, that's a whole nother topic when I'll get into that. It's just, you know, I would love to learn how to prevent a little bit better, you know, and in a positive way. But it's something that's gonna take a while for me, I think, a little bit more. But we're learning in our own ways. But self-love, that's a big thing for me. The only way I was able to even get to a better lifestyle was because of self-love. I love myself more than anything in the world. I could be 300 pounds, one leg, and have all these health issues and be poor and be like, I'm worth everything. And that's the only way I'm able to keep pushing forward. But it does, the abandonment did make me think, what's wrong with me? You know, like, why? How am I loving myself this much and no one else sees it? Like, you know, that I have said that to myself. I'm like, no, they see it. Maybe they're jealous. So, like, I have to come up, like, I love myself so much, it doesn't matter what other people think. Or I literally have these talks to myself, which just makes me sound crazy. But it's in my head. It's not allowed. But it's definitely something it's still processing, but I definitely have self-love. And that's one thing I love about myself. Because I had that since I was young. And usually people at a younger age don't have that too much because they're still figuring stuff out. But I was very young and very smart at a young age, that knowing that it doesn't matter what other people are doing or saying or even trying to do to me personally, it's just I love myself and I'll figure this out myself.
Sometimes abandonment causes narcissism too, where it's like overly too much love for yourself, where you feel like no one can match up to that.
Yeah, but I will say I am lenient. I feel like I'm because the reason why I have people in my life and so many people is I give benefit of doubt. I will say I'm not just like thinking you're gonna fuck up, but at the same time, I still give you the chance to show me your real self. I just, I'm easily dismissive. As soon as you show me that side I ain't liking, you out. Like, that's it. Like, I'm not going to repeat myself. I'll try to communicate you one time, but I've never gave a person a chance more than once, and they have not done it again and again. And that's where I get a little bit more edgier, I guess, because it's like, why am I giving these people a chance and then communicating with them and then just to do it all over again? And that's outside of relationships. That doesn't even just have to be with a partner. It can be friendships, you know?
Yeah. I think it also depends on what they do, because at the end of the day, like, we're all human and we do make mistakes, and you can't expect anybody to be perfect.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So it really depends on what they did.
Right. It depends. But, like, you know, I hate when people say no one's perfect, but you know when someone's doing something, they know what they're doing wrong. It's not like they are not knowing they're doing it. That's, like, to me a little bit, I don't know what's the word for it, but it's not realistic. Like, yeah, no one's perfect, but if I cannot mess up, I'm sure you don't have to mess up either. You're choosing to mess up. Now, I'm not saying, okay, you're in a car accident, you're running late, and I'm here getting mad, and that's being unrealistic of me. Like, okay, you really, but there is those who make excuses, I'm in an accident, and they're really home chilling, you know?
Well, so, that's different.
John.
Nah, yo, listen,
it sounds like you would do that.
Listen, if I was in an accident, I'd text that. It's factual. Like, it's different. If I'm getting ready, okay, like, yo, I'll see you in 15 minutes, that's
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, you
would be there like
an hour.
That's just because no one was on time for me growing up, so you know what? I might be a little late. It stems deep sometimes, you know, like, it's like, I don't know, got a little deep. It's touch and go, touch and go sometimes, but.
Physical abandonment is just as traumatic, too. Mm-hmm. Like, I got stranded at Ramapo Reserve, and I had to hitchhike home. Yeah, I was stuck there, my phone was dead, and I was just sitting on a rock crying, and this couple saw me, and they're like, what's wrong? So I told them, like, my boyfriend left me here. They ended up giving me a ride home.
That's scary, because you don't even know them.
Exactly, they mentioned that, they're like, don't ever do this, like, you don't know whose, like, car you can end up in, Physical abandonment is dangerous.
Trust me, I know.
Oh, yeah. I was left in the city once.
Yeah.
By an ex.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he just disappeared. He said he was going to the bathroom, and then he, like, disappeared.
Is this someone in your relationship or one on a date relationship?
Oh, but that's happening.
And then, yeah, that would have been I don't like this date.
I mean, there were other people there. Like, I had friends there, but he just left. Like, so in a way, it was a form of abandonment.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Was he mad or something?
I don't know. It was really weird. I think he was just, like, really drunk, but still. He still didn't say anything. He just completely left.
He was drunk, so there's people that don't know how to drink, and then they just, they can't handle the liquor.
Yeah. They just leave.
John, why do you like liquor? Are you one of those?
Because you know what it is? I have that problem. I suffer from, if I get really, really drunk and in my bag and I feel, like, lonely, I tend to steer off from my group of friends. And I'm usually, like, somewhere in an odd place, whether it be in the bathroom, on the beach, just, like, in my own bag, like, just having, like, a good cry or something, you know?
Aww.
Just, like, no one's there, you know?
Right. And you're surrounded and feel like there's no one really there.
Thank God I had some good friends who always found me and, you know, made sure I was okay. I'm like, hey, man, you kind of wander off. You okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. You want to come back?
But you didn't leave the whole place.
No, I left. I've been, like, in Atlantic City where, like, I end up in a different property. Like, let's say I was at Tropicana, I end up, like, at Caesars. Yo, because my friends are also on the, you know, have suffered from the same issues. And, you know, we always have, like, look out for each other, especially when we're intoxicated.
That's good.
So, you know, that's really good in that aspect. But I've waken up in some odd places.
Oh, wow.
You know,
oh, my gosh. Yeah. Be careful.
Veering off from the group.
I feel like I have been, but I can't really remember a time where I don't think any of my friends left me anywhere. I will say, thankfully, I might have killed them. So I'm glad on that aspect.
I've had that happen to me before.
Really?
And yeah, hence why I'm not friends with them anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I would hope not, because that's...
They abandoned you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to share the story?
It's happened a couple times, actually.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Like at a party or something?
At a bar, but again, like, this all has to do with liquor.
Okay.
Like, when people drink, for some reason, they act different. I don't know.
Right. Well, luckily, I'm usually the driver, So maybe that's why I've never been abandoned, you know. Wow. So because everyone relied on me. I've been driving since I was young. So I never really trusted other people's driving, you know. I just was like, I'd rather be the driver because I want to be home and not in an accident, you know. So I was most of the time the driver. Any person that did drive, I would say, I would always like double check, are you sure you're gonna like take us back? I would always ask them. I was always scared to be left. So I will say maybe that's why, but I did question a lot. But girl, I would definitely not be friends with someone that would leave me. No. Oh no. I've been abandoned. Okay, and it did. It was my roommate, a girl that was always drunk. She puked in her sleep. I was always taking care of her even before we were roommates. And I had a cop even pull me over where there was open bottles in my car, and she's drunk, puking in my car. Like, she was a whole mess. And I've always taken care of her. I've been in so many situations with her. The one time I got drunk out of, like, 5-8 years of a relationship, of friendship, I'm drunk, and I guess it was the hookah with the liquor. Have you ever had Taylor Port? It's like the Henny wine. Like, it was crazy. So I'm in the bathroom. This guy's taking care of me, like, giving me crackers and water and just helping me. And I'm like, I don't even know this person. I don't even know where I am. Like, you know, it's really bad. Someone knocks on the door. Maybe a half hour later, your friend left. My friend left. We came together, and it wasn't my car. This is the first time I didn't drive. And it was with her guy friends or whatever that picked us up and stuff. And I'm just like, okay, like, what the hell? Like, she didn't even knock on the door to see if I'm okay. He could be raping me. You know, it could have been anything happening. And she just left me to be. So the guy that was helping me took me home and was so nice. Never tried to touch me. Never tried to get my number. Just was, like, just being very nice and caring and for my well-being. And more than my friend. And I literally, that was the end of our friendship. I was moving out. That was it. Like, I was like, out of all the years I've fucking took care of you, the one time, just one time, I needed you and you left me. You didn't even make sure. She's like, oh, I thought you were fucking. I was like, I'm not you. Like, I don't know this dude. Like, I'm not gonna just pick up the first guy I meet. And even so, I'm drunk. And you didn't even make sure. What if he was, like, literally raping me? You didn't knock on the door or even say you were leaving. You just left. So I was very upset. Like, that was the end of our friendship. And I was just like, I'm not going out with you ever again. I'm not helping you again. This is it. Like, I'm like, you need. She's like, oh, I was drunk too. I don't give. Like, you're always drunk. And you could have been at least there drunk with me. Like, anything. You did not have to leave me. And out. And she was like, there's only drunk me and sober me. What sober me was only like 10%, because she would be drunk at work. So she did have alcohol issues, but that does not make any a good excuse to be a bad friend. Like,
yeah,
like,
it doesn't.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So I was like, I forgot about that for a second. But yeah, so she's out the picture. And then she had the audacity to say all the things that she was doing that to other people, that say I did that. I was like, girl, whatever makes you feel better. So, but yeah, that was definitely one. But this is my last question for the topic. What advice would you give to someone like yourself from what you have learned through your experience?
I would just tell myself to make better judgments. I would tell myself to love myself more. I would tell myself that I shouldn't blame it all on me, and that's what I would tend to do. Like you brought up before, like, you feel like it's your fault, you feel like you're not good enough, and I would tell myself that I am good enough.
Right. Okay. What about you, Ashley?
To have an open heart and have more faith.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely know your worth and try to just be more trusting.
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Yeah.
I feel like trust is definitely gained, not earned. I mean, like, it's not given. It's definitely earned over time. I don't like when people are like, oh, it's until you break the trust. No. Nothing in life is
given. I think it's something that you build.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely agree to that. What about you, John?
Yeah, I would definitely tell myself just to trust myself, trust the process, that I'm good enough. Yeah, trust my process. no, that I'm good enough and that I'm worth it. To have like some type of validation has to be from yourself before it's from anybody else.
Especially with girls. Yeah. This way you don't treat them bad, that you're worth a good girl. So to be good as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Right.
That is true. I agree.
I concur.
Right. Wasn't that in a commercial? My advice would be for someone like me, that, you know, life is hard no matter how we picture it, and there's always going to be something that comes in the way, and to just have self-love regardless. And that's the only way you're going to overcome anything in life is self-love, knowing that, you know, just like our a new VP, like no matter what image they try to portray on us, you can do whatever you want to put your mind towards. And if people don't want to believe in you, that's fine. Believe in yourself. Figure it out. There's a way. You might not like the process because it might be difficult. It might not be in your favor. Especially in my situations, I personally feel like a lot of things are difficult. Nothing is the easy way for me. I'm always having to go through X, Y, and Z. And I would just say, if you really want something bad enough, you're going to have to push it, even if you have, which I would call myself, bad luck. But at the same time, you create your luck. Say, oh, okay, well, I have bad luck. I'm not going to listen to that. I'm going to still do it. And even though you have to do it a million times over, just keep pushing it. Even if it's one thing after another, keep pushing. You're worth it. And, you know, everyone's worth it. I feel like your worth is what you accept. And if you want to be less worth it, then accept the bull stuff, the bull crap. I don't want to say it, but yeah. But if you're worth it, then don't accept it and just keep pushing forward. Mm-hmm. But yeah, self-love. But yeah, so that's all the time we have. I want to thank you guys for joining me and for tuning in. And shout out anything that you want, like your Instagram. No, I'm sorry.
Or follow me, Lorraine Christina.
Ashley Pins.
You can follow me at jblaze136 on Instagram. I also got a show every Tuesdays, 4 to 6 on S5 Radio. You can find me on the YouTube channel live.
Okay, thank you guys. And don't forget to subscribe and follow the links below. Thank you guys.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Peace out.